This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let me put a little salt on your tongue. As promised last week, I said I have to play a little catch-up. What happens, we go all across the country, somewhere different every single month of the year, and then we come back, and it takes me about a week to catch up in the process as the information I have to digest. I have to eat that scroll as Ezekiel was told to eat by the Lord. But in saying that, due to the fact that we're on the radio 6 days a week, we have to be thinking, we have to be paying attention as to what is happening in the things of the Spirit of the Most High God, rather than what we're being deceived by the great deluder in this world. So in saying that, I said I was going to get to sports fans choose the big game or your freedoms. Last week, I'd also shared with you, do you think that there may be something wrong when a preacher actually shouts from the rooftop as he preaches out against sin, as he slays sin, as he brings forth the sword, as it's talked about in the book of Hosea, to slay them. And it's interesting how he's called an extremist when he preaches out against the sins that put Jesus Christ on the cross. In other words, the sins of mankind. But interestingly enough, those grown-ups that paint themselves half yellow and half purple, they wear horns on the top of their head, they have a purple face and a yellow mustache, for some reason that's considered the norm today. And furthermore, just think about this. What about those that are actually giving play-by-play concerning the sport of your choice, when they get excited? Listen to this, friends. Tell me, is this normal? Just curious. I mean, that's pretty extremely bizarre. I mean, folks, those were grown-ups. I mean, the American people have settled for that. And then when you think about these people holding a corrupt government responsible, I mean, how does that work? I mean, these were adults that were just acting out in such a fashion concerning those that were, well, scoring, putting a plastic puck into a net. Or how about this one? Thousands of hours practiced, and, well, for some reason or another, it's exciting to watch a man hit a ball into a hole. Or here's a better one. A man going around a circle 500 times in a car. Boy, that's entertaining. Or a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball, beating their brains out to entertain those that are telling them that are on the field how, as to how they should be playing the game. Wow. Or how about this one? A ball that goes 100 miles an hour, 80, 90 miles an hour, up to 100 miles an hour, and a guy hits it with a stick. And this is how grown-ups respond. And by the way, that's just audio. Have you seen visuals of these people acting out in such a fashion? No wonder why America's sworn enemies have stated that American people's God has now become sports. So let's attack America. And friends, attacking they are. Now, it tells us in Jeremiah 11:13, for according to the number of thy cities were thy gods. Did you hear what I said? According to the number of thy cities were thy gods. Just to show you history repeats itself, there is nothing new under the sin. I'm sorry, under the sun. Sorry, forgive me. King James tells us, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal? Just think about that. And babies are being killed in the thousands. And your government is corrupt from the top to the bottom. And you care, America, more about sports than you do the issues concerning the topics of the day in this country, as to be folks taking the responsibility and the obligation before God and man to right the wrongs. That's what I'm saying. You know, oftentimes before getting on the radio, I feel like, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what you want me to do. Oftentimes I feel like Jeremiah, to be quite honest with you, where it's like, Lord, they're rejecting the message. And yet I can see us grow, leap and bounds, John 15. We're bearing much fruit to the glory of the Father, Matthew 5:16 as well. But the fact of the matter is, Lord, what's the purpose? What's the sense? And that's as a carnal man speaks to the Lord at times in a mode of frustration. And the Lord says back to Jeremiah, hey, listen, they're not rejecting you, Bradley. They're not rejecting you, faithful man or faithful woman of God. You keep your hand to the plow and don't look back, because those that look back are not fit for the kingdom of God. But you need to know this, Bradley, faithful woman and faithful man of God, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all the way through. Listen, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me, saith the Lord. And the Lord said back in Jeremiah 15:6, he said, thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord God. Thou art gone backwards, to say the least, America. The Lord said, therefore I will stretch my hand out against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. I am weary. So the weariness that faithful men and faithful women of God have while pushing the plow that they let not go, that is the heart of the Most High God. Where the Lord says again in Jeremiah 15:6, you've forsaken me, saith the Lord. You're gone backwards. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will destroy thee. And I am, just so you know, weary with repenting. I am weary with warning the people that have ears but hear not. I'm weary of telling the people that have eyes yet they see not, because they don't want to hear and they don't want to see. They choose the course that they are on today. Interestingly enough, going to politics in parallel to what I'm saying right now, of course, what we're hearing across the boards is, again, Hillary Clinton, for some reason, is 11 points up in the polls that have been created. How does that work when she doesn't have any support, which I have validated over and over and over again? Hey, folks, it's also being said that no matter who wins, Bill Clinton wins the day. Here, I want to tell you this, America, God is in control, number one, and number two, he said he would appoint wicked men over nations that he means to destroy. I've warned you, and I've warned you, the establishment wins regardless, because you've taken the bait.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E double E. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Why is that? Because the answer, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, true that, true that. Listen, football and beer filled up the horizons of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Football, beer, filled up the horizons of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. We're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. It tells us in Jeremiah 29:11-13 that if we seek the Lord with our whole heart, mind, we shall find him. We're to have a singleness of heart, our eyes to be single, our eyes are to be fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And yet how many of these people actually deceive themselves into believing that they're going to heaven someday? Just want to know. I mean, fighting the good fight of faith is the furthest thing from these people's minds. They have no idea what warfare is. They understand not receiving the end of their faith, even the salvation of their souls. They don't understand persecution. They understand a carnal version of false grace. And these are the people that are at the football games acting like absolute lunatics, yet when they go to church, if the preacher preaches out against their sin, which is rare as hen's teeth, these are the first ones to walk out of the building angry with the preacher, never to be returned, because they don't like Moses, they're always looking for Aaron. Isn't that something, how that works? But the churches in America are filled with these people, and it falls to the responsibility of them that you call hirelings and whores that preach from the pulpits. Oh, folks, a lot of backtracking going even in politics right now, aren't they? Oh, all those that were just going to get behind, man, Donald Trump and all of, man, just he's the way to go. If nobody can do it, I'll tell you what, Donald Trump can. And I told you, folks, a couple months back on another rabbit trail here that, folks, I don't care if they all vote for Donald Trump. I don't care if they all christen Donald Trump. I'm telling you, of the lesser of two evils, folks, choose neither. And there's a reason for that. As I said during the break, friends, making the point before the break, during the last segment, it's interesting to note that the establishment wins because the American people took the bait. They care more about sports than they do about correcting that which is wrong and corrupt in their government. By the way, my son told me right when I just got on the air here, the poll numbers, which are all fabricated, just so you understand, they're all fabricated, they're all falsified, and I guess Hillary Clinton, friends, is now up 14 points. Boy, how does that work? And you know what the talking points of everybody across the boards are concerning the state-controlled narrative? Guess what it is, friends? Donald Trump and his filthy mouth. Isn't that interesting? But nobody is calling out the crimes of Hillary Clinton. That's the establishment that is raging war against you, America. You do need to understand this. That is the face of the establishment in which you complain about. Keep in mind, speaking about sports and politics in the same sentence, friends, the NFL, the CEO of the NFL, you know he's friends with the Clintons, right? Now, keep in mind, these people know all the well that if you give people a piece of bread and you entertain them, attain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. As long as I give them a piece of bread and a show, I can do whatever I want to do with them. Do you think that that's not what's going on today in America? And it's interesting, during the halftime Super Bowls, when millions and millions of little sheep that are being led to the slaughter and destruction of their own country, isn't it interesting to note during those halftimes, they always have some sort of entertainer helping things along to bridge the way between Hollywood and the sports worlds? Isn't that interesting how that works? Hey, a double whammy, right? Let's get both groups and let's allure them in to watch football, or let's allure them in to watch the halftime entertainment during the Super Bowl. And guess what? At the end of the day, they win because they understand football, whatever sport your sport of choice may be, and beer filled up the horizons of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. To keep them in control was not difficult. To keep them in control is not difficult. About 3 weeks ago, I shared with you that there was in Minneapolis here, in our backyard, about 55 miles away from here. It's interesting to note that there were 64,000 people packed like sardines into the new U.S. Bank Stadium that promotes every immoral, that promotes every immoral lifestyle known to mankind. U.S. Bank. And they're in brand new stadium. 64,000 people packed the like a bunch of sardines into that arena, folks. 64,000 people. And you know how many people you get at a tea party? 200 to 300 people. Wow. Is that crazy? Though, God does not need a majority to prevail. That's true. Remember, Gideon, he had 22,000, and God broke it down to what? 300. That's okay. We don't need your numbers. That's not what we're looking for. We need for God the glory in his son, Jesus Christ, through a minority, if it so be that, and if that's the lot in which we have to accept here. But the fact of the matter is, can you imagine 64,000 people getting active concerning the corruption in their government today? How quick we could turn this country around? It's called Priority America. Priority America, a whopping 64,000 people on one Sunday in one city in the United States of America. That's in every city in the United States that entertains their people out of freedom. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. And forget about all the countries where Christians are being slaughtered today by the New World Order globalists using ISIS and every other God knows what, literally, criminal under the sun that will actually be bought and paid for to be used as a mercenary to do their killing for them. Because if you weren't doing their killing for them, speaking to the mercenaries, guess what? They would go nowhere. I mean, these people that mean to destroy the United States of America are loving on you, folks. 64,000 people just in Minneapolis. This was across the United States of America, folks. Oh, and did I tell you? And I know I did, but just as a reminder, did you know that ticket sales ranged from $7,500 to $901 per ticket? And you know, a ministry like mine, just in parallel, just telling you the facts, receives less than 0.5% of all funding that goes into the church. And yet me and my family are on the front line continuously on the chopping block so we can preserve for our posterity what others fail to support. $901 per ticket? Hey, friends, as I said, 64,000 people packed that stadium to watch a bunch of grown men who feel that somehow or another it's a cool thing and an honorable thing, again, to wear tights while bashing each other's brains out while fighting over a pig ball. Isn't it interesting how these useful idiots on the field, isn't it interesting how they're paid for a moment, they're giving the limelight, and then all of a sudden they're thrown away? Now, that's what the enemy does with people, friends. He uses you. He abuses you. See, sin charges you a lot more than you can pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you can stay or want to stay. I mean, friends, I was talking about during the first segment, on the bleachers you have men with their shirts off, painted in purple, yellow with Viking horns on their heads, giving up all dignity over a game that they will not be able to give you the score from in 3 weeks. Read Jeremiah 2:28 and 11:13 when you get a moment. And folks, what's sick about it, and I'm going to play it again for you in a moment, is that the American people have deceived themselves into thinking that this is normal in a country that is being turned into hell. I mean, just think about it. In the Greatest Generation, they were fighting off the likes of an Adolf Hitler. Today, you're tolerating them. In the Greatest Generation, they had enough honor to stand up, and they understood where all honor lied, and it was on the battlefield. Not today, America. No, they're desecrating, and they're allowing corruption through corrupt representatives to desecrate their honor and their memory by stepping on the blood that was sacrificed to give us the freedoms in which we have today. How does that work out? I mean, it's honorable to live for idols while turning your back to those who fought, bled, and died to give up the freedoms, or to give us the freedoms in which we, the American people, enjoy. I mean, folks, what a disgrace and what a shame. I mean, really, we're going to come right back talking about, hey, folks, is it the big game or is it your freedom? Sports fans, choose. Hey, which one is normal? The preacher preaching out against sin so it preserves on your repentance before God, putting your faith in Jesus Christ, or these grown-ups that never grew up?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Did you have something to say?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that it's $75 to $901, not $75,000 to $901 for the football game tickets.
You mock me? Do you know how many people are listening right now, son? This is something that should be done in private, not public. Who are you to confront me with my sin? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yes, tickets are $75 to $901, and there was 64,000 people in that stadium 3 weeks ago. Just wanted to share that with you. Folks, for those that did not know, if you'd like to check out my YouTube, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I have a plethora of videos, and you need to check these videos out. People say, well, this is the most underrated page. Well, I don't actually advertise it a whole lot. I just do a lot of columns, so I want you to check it out. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see my YouTube. There's about 300 videos available that go along with my columns. If you have not signed up for one of the 40 outlets that we are on a weekly basis, please do so, and you'll see these videos continuously. What we're talking about right now is sports fans, choose the big game or your freedom. I want to give you a couple comments concerning this video, and I'm going to share this audio with you in just a moment here. One person said, shows that our society would rather be entertained than be free. Of course. You know, it reminds me of Harriet Tubman. They called her the Moses. She used to liberate slaves. She was asked by a reporter with the statement, of course, of the question on the end of it, Harriet, you've liberated a lot of slaves, she said. And Harriet Tubman interrupted and said back to this reporter and said, I would have liberated a lot more had they known that they were slaves. Yeah, that's true. See, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Out of gratitude, we do the right thing, to walk in holiness out of gratitude. And we respond out of love that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. By the way, I'm giving you pure scripture, okay? I'm not giving you the doctrines of men or the commandments of men which make void the commandments of God. I'm not doing that. I'm giving you pure scripture, okay? Had another guy say, Bradley Dean, I'm in total agreement with this video. It's time for the men and women of our country to put away childish things on a back burner and instead give our concentration and energy to saving our freedoms instead of letting our country go any further down the drain. It's also time to view as useless the practice writing to our crooks, speaking of his representatives. In other words, he's made effort to confront by writing, playing the paper tiger perhaps, concerning the crimes of those that represent we the people. Hey folks, you do have to take up sooner or later resistance as to what's going on here, because you know you're being duped and entertained out of your freedoms. But you can't be entertained had you not taken the money that you work for and put it in the hands of the entertainers to entertain you out of your freedom. So see how that works? Got to take responsibility first and foremost. One guy said, guilty as charged. He said, guilty as charged. I mean, folks, just think about this in the light of Scripture. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. I mean, now today, it's who cares about him? He's going to save my soul. I'm going to go entertain myself because I'm more concerned with being entertained than I am actually to bear my cross and follow the Christ. That's not gratitude, folks. That's ridiculousness is what it is. See, folks, the Christian world is in a deep sleep, but nothing but a loud shout can awaken them out of it. See, those that are born of the Spirit of God don't settle for the smoke because they weren't born in the smoke. They were born in the fire. Also, keep in mind, friends, that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. It reminds me of John Wesley when he said that, that great field prophet, where he said that he sets himself on fire every morning in prayer so that the world might come watch him burn. See, because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Read Romans 6 when you get a moment. Charles Spurgeon said, preach not calmly and quietly as though you were asleep, but preach with fire and pathos and passion. Folks, I've had people work with me for years, and they were trying to figure out why I was so angry with men and women's compromise. I want to tell you why they were trying to figure that out. Because they were still dead in their sins. That's why. They were still set in their... Hey, folks, if you ever wonder why people are soft on sin, you just have to tell them to go look in the mirror. The reason they're soft on others concerning their sins before a just and a holy God, and they're not offended by God's or by the blasphemy towards heaven, it's because they themselves are soft on themselves and their sin towards God. And really what it comes down to is they've turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Read Jude 1 when you get a moment and go to Galatians 5 as well. They turn the grace of God as to be used for an occasion for the flesh. We have to get this thing right. We have to get this thing right. You know, during the last segment, right before we were done, I was hearing, tear them down. Tear down their altars, and there's an anointing on this. Tear down the altars of our fathers. Tear them down. They have not served us, people. They are destroying us if we fail to tear down the Father's altars in which are in front of us. I want to play this one more time. You tell me how this is normal in any sense of the word, please. Please share with me. 1-866-582-9933. Well, I wonder if that's what our forefathers were doing. I wonder if they were dressing up in tights and fighting over a pig bowl. What do you think, Sam? You think that's what our forefathers were doing, or do you think that they were laying down everything that they had to give us what we have today, 240 years later? I bet you the latter is probably the correct answer. It reminds me of when you look at the... if you could go ahead and look at the Declaration of Independence, you can see that they said at the end of that documentation, our forefathers, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. I bet they weren't betting away our freedoms. I bet you they weren't being entertained out of the liberties in which we have today. See, there's a big difference in understanding the definition of honor then and honor today. You honor those that are on the field being used as useful idiots as they entertain you out of your freedoms, and you take that in place of what real honor is. And real honor, by the way, the word honor defined in Webster's 1828 means to be held in high esteem. Those that fought, bled, and died to give me what I have today, namely my freedoms, that's real honor, friends. That's real honor. Not a bunch of useful idiots on the field fighting over a football game or a baseball game or a hockey game or a car race or a bunch of grown men fighting with a big, large bull. Is to see how long they strap his privates up with the rope and then they get on its back and ride it out to see how far as they dare the justice of not only that bull, but also God for doing something stupid like that in the first place. I mean, folks, I can go on and on and on with a plethora of things that the American people have put their eyes on outside of their king and their Lord. A thousand things. And it's, and by the way, it's not hard to be distracted. I understand that. I remember a preacher one time said that it seems that when I would, as a matter of fact, it was Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s. He said that when he would go to prayer, a thousand hindrances at once would come at him. It's true. Folks, there's a warfare everywhere in the Christian life. We're not going to get away from that. And if we can get that in our minds, that there is a warfare concerning every facet of this walk, I'll tell you what, we're going to go 1,000 miles in understanding. I'm going to go to it's just coming to my aid right now. This reminds me of what D.L. Moody said. He said, have you ever been, or have you ever passed through the furnace and have been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? You can't go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. Okay, but we're talking about prayer right now and the obstacles and the distractions in which we face on a 24/7 basis. John G. Lake said, Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Is that what you're seeing today? Nope. Why? Because everybody in this country, to a good portion, to a good lot of the American people, have been entertained out of their freedoms. Listen to this one. This one's great. George Whitefield said, the riches of his free grace caused me daily to triumph over all temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me. And it reminds me of Paul when he said that Satan hindered me. Folks, the distractions are easy. I get all of that. But we have to prioritize. We have to consecrate ourselves unto the Most High God. Listen to what John Calvin said. He said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. It's not a fun place to be, folks. And why is that? See, because, folks, Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. And the sad part about what we're talking about today is the ruin of the souls of men is brought on by themselves. The Bible tells us that the enemy sowed tares at night when men slept. But the fact of the matter is America is being destroyed with American eyes and the peoples of this prospective country with their eyes wide open. It's not happening while you're sleeping. It's happening with you unless you're sleepwalking. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. Now, I didn't make that up. I mean, that's really what's happening today in this country, is it not? Now, what I want you to understand is, and folks, again, I'm not talking down to you. I'm opening the word up unto you. The Bible tells us in the book of John that he opened the word up unto them. And that was after the resurrection, and that's exactly what we're doing here. But, you know, the Bible does tell us that But let's do this. I want to play this out one more time, and I'll make my point right after this. We got Tom calling from Baltimore, but hold up a second with Tom. Tom, I'm going to give you the last minute on today's show, so just roll with me, my friend. Buggy, go ahead and play that one more time for us, please. I'm embarrassed. I really am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for men. I mean, wow. What kind of message? Sam, I want to ask you something. This is my son. He's 12 years old. He runs the show on a national scale here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. What would you think of Dad and Mom if this is what we gave our time to? Let's just say, you knowing your history, knowing the price paid, you've never been to Arlington Cemetery 15 times in your life. You didn't understand why they did what they did. What would you think of us if this is how we lived our lives? By cheering on, working our fingers to the bone, and then spending our money on a bunch of men in such a fashion only to be slighted from what? Our freedoms, as we allow ourselves to be entertained out of them.
It's a total disrespect to our veterans who fought blood and died in the King of Veterans Christ for what he did for us and for what the veterans fought to uphold this country, and you spend your time on that, it'd be ridiculous.
Oh, it is ridiculous. I mean, you guys were just at a restaurant with me last weekend on Sunday. What did you see when we went to have dinner that morning? Well, it was actually that early afternoon. What did you see?
A bunch of grown men in the bar area just drinking beer. They all had their favorite football player on the back of their jersey with the Vikings, with a big, huge screen about the Vikings, just yelling every couple minutes because they scored.
Isn't that crazy? Or they knocked the other guy down that had the ball, or there was an interception, or as you said, they scored. I mean, that's pretty shameful stuff. And it's interesting because you listen to a little kid. Oftentimes, when we do high school assemblies, a little kid might look at an abortion or an infanticide, an actual aborted baby, and they'll say, what is that? And we have to tell them that, listen, that's what they're trying to advocate, and your government sanctioned it, and the grown-ups of this world have accepted it, but they care more about football than they do actually saving the life of a little one. Guess what? That's why the older generation in this country will bear its own reproach. They will. And you are bearing your own reproach. Now, what I'm going to do, I got a couple minutes here. I got Tom. Just hold up online with me here, my friend. I want to make one more point. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion, said E.M. Bounds. It's not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair, and from start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. From start to finish. Folks, I had people in my ministry for years that didn't understand this. They were counseled out of the call of God because they didn't believe that the Christian walk was a constant warfare. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. If it's surreal to you, step in and tell me how it works out for you. You tell me what's real and what's not real. Folks, it's a battle. It's not a game. From the moment they first draw their spiritual swords, Ephesians 4:12, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church member appears to know of the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. Demands and commands given, not suggestions, friends. It's not in the Word. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march, and let me tell you, at every single step, and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelations 12:17. And it is just at this point I mean to highlight the professed church's great and its greatest defects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2:3. The disciple, self-denial, spirit of hardship, and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is a warfare from the beginning to the end. I'm going to pull up Tom from Baltimore. Tom, welcome to the show. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Bradley, and I love when you slam sports like this and really tell it like it is. And Sam said it very well. It is ridiculous. It's also sad. Imagine if we as a people could garner that kind of esprit de corps for politics, what's going on in the state houses and what's going on in the Capitol. You know, I watch C-SPAN and I watch these hearings and I watch the general speeches in the Senate. And the galleries, especially in the Senate, they're huge, and they're always empty. So my thinking is this. If they can keep us riled up about sports, the phony drama, we won't pay attention to the real drama, the things that really affect our lives. So
that's right.
I commend you for bringing this up. And one last thing I want to leave you with, and Sam, by the way, because last week Sam made an observation that he thought I was choosing between the lesser of two evils. And Sam, and to you, Bradley, I look at it this way. I'm choosing the greater good. In the sense that I'm picking the candidate that I think will most comport themselves with the Holy Word. Now, of course, unless Christ comes back and takes a political position, we'll always be choosing between the lesser of two evils. But I don't look at it that way. I don't look at it choosing between the lesser of two evils. I look at it as choosing between the choosing the candidate who will most comport himself with the Word of God.
No, hold up with me. It's interesting. I seen this some time back, and it was, I think it was a 50s epic movie, but it was a great point. They still told the truth in a good portion of what they portrayed to the American people because there was laws in place where they had to concerning what was released on the populace concerning the movies in the United States of America. And a politician, and I believe it was in Rome, was approached by one of his constituents, and he was talking, the constituent was talking about the God that he believed in. And the politician said back to him, he said, well, I believe in all of them, but in private, I believe in none of them. See, the problem is that when we go for, making my point, the lesser of two evils, or purporting the one that is going to give forth the Holy Word more so than the other one, I get your understanding. I get why people are saying that. But I'm simply coming back to this point. Politicians always bring up the Word of God whenever they're in trouble. I mean, Blagojevich, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, I can go down the list. They always invoke the name of God and their Christian faith when they're in trouble, yet they live just exactly the opposite. Now, I'm making a couple points here, and this is my final point, and I'll give you the last minute, my friend. When we see what's going on out there today, it was said today on the best that America has, Fox News, or at least we're led to believe, that no matter who wins, Bill Clinton wins because Donald Trump is acting out in such a fashion as how Bill Clinton actually taught them. I would say it this way. The establishment wins regardless because the American people have bit onto the bait that's been given to them concerning both candidates. That's all I'm saying, Tom. You get the last word.
I see your point. And I think God has given us the opportunity to vote. And at the end of the day, we all know that it's God who's going to make the choice. We may be due for a Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe that's what we have coming. God will make that final choice. But
or a Jezebel.
I think since he's given us the opportunity to vote, we should take advantage of it. And again, vote for the person who you think will most comport to the Word of God.
Always appreciate you, Tom, our friend from Baltimore. Folks, you got Bradley Dean and Sam. We call him the Buggy, the producer from the Sons of Liberty Media.com. We love you by what we do, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.